Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition this morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Many of us have thoughts we'd never dream of saying out loud about our spouses, our kids, our jobs. But the author of Carry On Warrior, Thoughts on Life Unarmed, says it all for us and helps us realize we're not the only one whose life isn't perfect. Glennon Doyle Melton is on the phone with Marianne Zalesnik.
Good morning, Glennon, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, your book is certainly honest. I think you put everything on the table, which is your style. How did you get to the point where you felt you could share everything about your life so publicly?
Well, I think I finally, after a lot of trial and error, figured out that it's actually, for me, the safest way to live. I was lost to addiction for a very long time, and I think I went towards addiction because I felt like there was something really wrong with me, and I felt like I needed a place to hide. And when I came out of addiction, I needed a different way to live. And I learned that through telling the real truth about my insides, about my feelings and my experiences, I ended up getting a whole lot of me too moments with other people and real connection with other people. And I learned that what's inside of me isn't bad. It's just human. And I've found that I think sometimes we stay on the surface with each other because we think that's the safest place to be. But actually, all of our surface things are different. Our jobs are different. Our families are different. All of those types of things are different. But the most personal is the most universal. So I actually think that discussing the most personal things is the way that I feel end up feeling the most connected to other people and the safest and bravest I've ever felt on Earth.
One of the things that you point out is that perception is not necessarily reality. And you talk about how people were coming up to you and saying, how do you do it? How do you have the perfect life? And you and your husband look at each other and say, you know, that you think people believe that if you're thin and you smile a lot, everything is wonderful. And tell us the difference between the appearance and the perception people have of you when they meet you versus when they actually read what your life's been about.
Well, yes. I mean, I would assume and have been told that when people see me for the first time, I am thin. I do smile a lot. I sometimes have even trendy jeans on. These three things really do seem to make people think that I have it all figured out and that I've had an easy life, when in fact, I have had a really tough time at life in the past and even in the present. My marriage to the outside probably looks pretty ideal. And on the inside, it's a heck of a lot of work. We have major, major ups and downs, and we've had a very hard time in our marriage. So with the kids, I mean, people see my three kids and, you know, we have this picture of parenthood that it's supposed to be one thing. It's supposed to be this experience and ecstasy all the time. That's rarely my experience. I mean, we have a couple magical, wonderful moments each day, but a lot of the day is very hard. I think in this sort of day age of social media where we're all just kind of giving snapshots of the best parts of our life, it can end up making us feel really alone because we only see the best of others and then we think about the hardest and worst in us. So I think now more than ever, it's important for people to sort of tell the whole truth, you know, the good along with the bad, so people don't end up feeling guilty and alone.
Now, I remember in the book you talk about being, I believe, at a playground and you see another mom and you really want to tell her what's going on in your life. And finally you do. You talk about what's really going on and there's this long pause and you worry that she just thinks you're crazy or doesn't know what's going on with you. But then what is it that you find out? Tell us how she reacts.
Yes, I did. I sat down with another mom at the playground. I knew she was having a tough time. I was having a tough time, but we weren't talking about it. And it just became so, it felt so ridiculous and exhausting to try to think of all these things that didn't matter to talk about instead of talking about, you know, things that we really both needed help with. So I just decided to sit down, tell her about my past, my present, and she did. She looked at me in shock for a little while because it's not what you'd normally hear on the playground. And then she cried and told me her whole story. We have become extremely good friends. As a matter of fact, I was at a book signing in Cincinnati 3 days ago, and she was there. We were talking about that moment on the playground when I saw the connection and growth that can come from just telling the truth. It really was the start of my writing career. Because that's what I decided to do in my writing, and that's what's made Momastery and Carry On Warrior what it is.
You talk about being very truthful, and I read the book, and I read all of the beginning pages, and then I went back and read them again, and you talk about a moment where you're chatting with your mom on your bed and really sort of putting it all into perspective. Tell us what your mom thinks about what you write and her initial reaction to what you say.
Well, I think at the beginning, it was very, very hard for her to see all of these painful stories that we hadn't even completely discussed them as a family yet, and my bulimia as a young child and my alcoholism as an older child. And it was so hard for her to read those as a mother, but also to know that they were going out into the world and to know that I would be so vulnerable to the way that, you know, other people would react. So she was scared in the beginning, and I do remember one day after writing a very personal essay, my dad called and said, "Glennon, don't you think there are just some things you should take to the grave?" And that was a defining moment for me, because I realized that, no, I do not think that there's anything that I want to take to the grave. I want to travel light. I don't think there's anything about me that's so bad that I need to keep it in the dark. And those two things, they both ended up supporting me. They are both my biggest fans now. They love the Momastery community, and they are proud beyond belief. And it's been healing for my whole family, honestly.
Your sister's been involved as well. She was in a marriage that I believe you thought was happy when suddenly it ended. And then she ended up moving in with your family, which I'm sure had its own stresses. Talk about what you learned from that experience and what you share with your readers.
Well, I don't know. I'm so grateful. I call her my in case of emergency person, because, you know, on cell phones, they tell you sometimes to put your contact in as ICE, in case of emergency, so that if anything goes horribly wrong, the person who picks up the phone will know who to call. And she is my person that I call, and I'm hers. And through her tough experiences, I have learned how to really be there for someone, and how not to try to fix things for someone else, how to let someone grieve and really offer them only my presence. And I think that is something that we learn at Momastery over and over again, how to help our friends who need help. And I think help comes best when it's just our presence there.
You really lay it on the line when you talk about everyone having special talents, and you talk about your friends who are great at having a party, and how you're a great writer and people call you in for that because that's your talent. Yet at some point you felt like you really needed to be a hostess and you had to have a party. Talk about this party that you had and how you prepared for it.
Well, I do find that sometimes writers, it's amazing how we will so openly let people into our lives through our writing, and we are all scared to answer the door. This made me feel better when I realized that a lot of other writers felt the same way. I can let thousands and thousands of readers into the most personal parts of my life, but God forbid someone knocks on my door and wants to come into my foyer. It scares me to death because I'm awful housekeeper. I don't know how to cook. I don't have normal things that people have, like pans and pots and all of these homeware things that you're supposed to learn to serve people on. And but I decided that it's something I should do anyway. I should be able to have my friends and family into my home to throw open my doors and just be myself. So I decided to throw a party, and I did invite all of my friends over, but I told them all to bring their own food and their own drinks and to use the bathroom first because I didn't want to clean my bathroom, and I told them they all had to leave by 9 o'clock even when I pretended I wanted them to stay. And so they came, and they loved me for who I was, and they didn't expect any fancy food, and now I can be a hostess and just focus on my guests instead of, you know, putting all the focus on the preparation and having the perfect house and the perfect food, because that's never going to be me. But I can still be myself and enjoy my friends on my own terms.
Even if they stayed till 9:15, as I remember they
did. Exactly. They were pushing it. They were pushing it with that 9:15, but I forgave them.
What about your kids? You're pretty personal about them and about certainly your home life. As they get older, do you think it will be more difficult for you to continue to write? Do you think they'll want you to share all of those personal details?
You know, I draw these Venn diagrams for my writing, and I try to, You know, I put my kids on one side and me on the other, and I look at where our story overlaps. I literally do that. And I try I really try to keep their parts in their circles and not overlap into their stories, because as they get older, that is going to become more and more important. And I don't, you know, I want to be their mother. I don't want to be, you know, their biographer.
And your writing will continue about your the rest of your life and your life with your husband and your friends?
I don't know how to live without writing. It's what keeps me grounded. It's what keeps me sane. It's what keeps me sober. So if I was never going to have another book published, I would still be writing every day. Absolutely.
Glennon, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much. This has been great. Thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Glennon Doyle Melton. Her book is called Carry On, Warrior, Thoughts on Life Unarmed. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.